Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Infiltrator, The True Story of One Man Against the Biggest Drug Cartel in History, is Robert Mazur's undercover memoir about penetrating the financial infrastructure behind Pablo Escobar's Medellin cartel. Written as a true crime and law enforcement narrative, the book focuses less on street-level drug enforcement than on the much harder task of exposing how dirty money moves through banks, shell identities, and corrupt intermediaries. Mazur describes his work as a U.S. customs agent using the alias Bob Musella, a fabricated businessman who could gain access to cartel insiders and the bankers who helped conceal narcotics profits. The book's purpose is both documentary and investigative. It explains how long-term undercover operations are built, how financial crime enables organized crime, and why following the money can be more effective than chasing contraband alone. It also highlights the human cost of this kind of work, including deception, isolation, and constant risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, following the money as the central anti-cartel strategy. A defining idea in the book is that drug cartels cannot be dismantled by intercepting shipments alone. Mazur argues through his experience that the real power of trafficking organizations lies in their ability to launder and reuse profits. By concentrating on financial flows, he moves from a tactical enforcement model to a structural one. This shift matters because money laundering connects traffickers, bankers, brokers, and front companies into a system that is much larger than any single shipment of narcotics. The book shows that once investigators trace payments, hidden accounts, and laundering channels, they can identify people and institutions that would otherwise remain invisible. That approach gives the narrative its practical significance. It demonstrates how financial investigation can turn organized crime into a network that can be mapped, documented, and prosecuted. The book is therefore not just about infiltration, but about a methodology for attacking criminal enterprises where they are most vulnerable, in the movement and concealment of proceeds. Secondly, Bob Musella and the construction of a believable undercover identity. The undercover persona Bob Musella is more than a disguise. It is the operational core of the book. Mazur had to create a character convincing enough to be accepted by smugglers, intermediaries, and bankers who were deeply suspicious of outsiders. That required consistency in speech, appearance, contacts, and business behavior, because any mismatch could expose him. The book makes clear that undercover work is not simply about acting, but about sustaining a complete alternate identity over time. This includes arranging social settings, participating in elite gatherings, and presenting the right signals of wealth and criminal credibility. The practical value of this theme is that it reveals how long-term covert operations depend on psychology and routine as much as on evidence gathering. The persona also illustrates the moral tension of undercover work. The agent must simulate the values of the criminal world closely enough to gain access, while still remaining detached enough to document what he sees. That balance is one of the book's most important technical and ethical concerns. Thirdly, Operation Sea Chase and the scale of coordinated law enforcement. The book is also a study of how large investigations are actually built. Mazur's work fed into Operation Sea Chase, a major undercover effort that required coordination among multiple agents, controlled meetings, recordings, surveillance, and staged encounters. The significance of this operation is that it was not a lone act hero story in practice. Even if the narrative centers on Mazur's perspective, the operation depended on teamwork, timing, credibility, and evidence management across many moving parts. This makes the book useful as a case study in investigative collaboration. Success in high-stakes organized crime work is rarely the result of one person's bravery alone, but of disciplined organizational effort. The book also shows how undercover evidence becomes prosecutable only when it is carefully preserved and tied to larger financial and criminal patterns. In that sense, Operation Sea Chase is not just a dramatic event, but a demonstration of how law enforcement converts clandestine access into indictments, arrests, and broader institutional consequences. Fourthly, banking corruption and the role of global finance in organized crime. One of the book's most distinctive features is its attention to the complicity of financial institutions and bankers. Rather than portraying organized crime as a world apart, Mazur shows how legitimate-looking banking channels can be exploited to move and disguise criminal proceeds. This is important because it widens the reader's understanding of crime from violence and smuggling to institutional enablement. The book emphasizes that laundering requires professional expertise, access to accounts, and a willingness to ignore the source of funds, all of which can be found inside respectable financial systems. That insight helps explain why the investigation mattered beyond the cartel itself. The exposure of laundering networks linked to BCCI and other intermediaries shows how financial secrecy can shield large-scale criminal activity. The deeper implication is that organized crime and respectable commerce can overlap more than most people assume. The book, therefore, functions as an argument for stronger oversight of banks, tighter scrutiny of suspicious transactions, and a more integrated approach to financial crime enforcement. Lastly, the psychological and moral burden of living inside criminal networks. Beyond the mechanics of infiltration, the book pays attention to the emotional strain of prolonged deception. Mazur must live among people capable of extreme violence while maintaining the composure needed to survive and collect evidence. That creates a persistent tension between professional duty and personal safety, but also between the undercover role and private identity. The book suggests that this kind of work can blur boundaries, because the agent must repeatedly perform trust, loyalty, and criminal confidence in order to remain believable. At the same time, he is exposed to the luxury, bravado, and corruption that help sustain the criminal world. This makes the memoir valuable as an account of occupational psychology, not just criminal investigation. Readers gain insight into how undercover agents manage fear, secrecy, and the risk of moral contamination. The book does not simply celebrate danger. It shows that successful infiltration requires sacrifice, discipline, and the ability to remain functional in an environment built on deception and violence. In conclusion, The Infiltrator is best suited to readers interested in true crime, law enforcement memoirs, financial investigation, and the history of the 1980s drug war. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand organized crime as a system rather than as a series of violent events. The book offers practical insight into undercover methods, evidence gathering, and money laundering detection, while also giving a grounded view of the risks and compromises that come with deep cover work. What sets it apart from many books in the same genre is its emphasis on the financial architecture behind the cartel rather than only on arrests or street operations. Mazur's account shows how corruption can move through banks, social access, and professional respectability, which gives the book a broader investigative and historical reach. It also stands out because it combines the suspense of a covert operation with the documentary detail of a first-hand participant. For readers who want a true story that is both procedural and revealing, this book offers a strong balance of narrative tension and institutional insight. If you would like to support Robert Mazur, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.